Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. I'm your host, Kendra Corman, and I did not have AI write that intro because it was getting a little weird the last couple episodes if you haven't listened in. Anyway, I am here today because I'm going to be guiding you through the maze of podcasting. It is a hugely growing platform, and I want to make sure that you understand the secrets of a hit show. Whether you're a seasoned podcaster or just starting to toy with the idea, I encourage you to move forward with it, okay? You got to understand podcasting a little bit to have a solid strategy to make sure that you don't suffer from pod fade, which I think is hugely important. Anyway, let's start by discussing a little bit of the pieces of a hit podcast. So what makes listeners hit subscribe? Is it the content? Is it the charisma and the voice of the host, or is it the promise of consistent delivery? Well, I think it depends. Success isn't about mimicking others. It's about authenticity. It's about being your authentic self and crafting a consistent voice that resonates through the noise. That's what's going to allow you to keep yourself consistent and true to yourself across untold numbers of episodes, right? And that is why consistency is so important. Your listeners are going to be the backbone. Everything I tell you is a lot of it depends, right? It depends on your capacity to create episodes. It's your what your audience is interested in, what topics they're interested in, how long they've got to listen. I'm working on a podcast with a client right now. It's going to be about 15 minutes in length. You know, my imperfect marketing briefs are short, sweet, and to the point so that those in the Midwest, which is most of my listening audience, can go ahead and listen on their short commutes to the office or on their short morning routine. But when you're thinking about other parts of podcasting, you really want to think about your audience. How long are they going to listen? My Thursday interview releases, those are 30 minutes. They used to be 60. They were really interesting. However, my audience stopped listening at 30, which is really important to note, which is why I cut it back down. So let's talk a little bit about visibility. Okay. You can't have a hit show if people can't find you. So you want to make sure you have a unique name and that you are across everything like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, which are going away shortly. So even maybe YouTube, any niche directories that might be a part of your topic, every place you can be listed, you want to be listed, including your website with the show notes. Okay. But you want to take a look at your performance on the platforms. Your podcast host, a lot of times, will have metrics that you can take a look at, but there's also other tools out there that you can do that will help you better understand listener behavior. Okay. When you're working on SEO for your podcast, that's important, right? Because you want to make sure that people are finding your show if they've never heard of it before. So you want to use some keywords effectively. You want to answer questions that people are typing in to Google. You can use things like Google and use the People Also Ask section. You can use Answer the Public to find what potential listeners are searching for and incorporate this information into your titles, episode descriptions. You want them to be a natural part of the engaging titles and summaries that you're writing. You don't want them to feel like it's written for a robot because that will actually decrease your engagement. Okay. Talking about being found and having all these keywords, transcripts are important. Posting full transcribed episodes on your website can really help with SEO, and it can help things be found. Services like Rev.com, Otter.ai, I use Riverside, which is where I'm recording right now. It can help convert your audio to text, and then you can optimize your show notes with headers, bullet points, and then again, of course, those keywords that we mentioned before. All right. In addition to being found, getting guest appearances on other podcasts is a huge way to grow your podcast. The reason why is cross promotion is your best friend. They have an audience of people that listen to podcasts. You don't have to explain to them about how to access their podcast app and search and find you, right? So when you have a guest, create a promotional pack for them. Give them some suggested social media posts, graphics, maybe even some pre-written email copy. I haven't gone that far yet, but that would be very cool and easy for them to use. You want them to make it easy for them to promote their appearance, which is going to promote your podcast. And when you guest on other people's show, again, it's the same thing. So think about all of the stuff that you could benefit from being a guest on someone else's podcast and make it that easy to guest on yours. Finally, if you're looking to make a hit show, I want you to think about your listeners. It is all about your listeners. You know, think about a unique hashtag for your show. Consider running a contest, encouraging reviews, thought-provoking questions that invite people to respond. You can create a Facebook group or a Discord channel. Build your community and keep that conversation going. I think it's important. So if you're looking to elevate your podcast and create a hit show, it's going to take a little bit of work. It's going to need to be a consistent, creative approach that engages your audience at every touch point. Each little tweak that you make is a step towards standing out in the bustling world of podcasts. All right, this is Kendra Corman signing off for now. If you learned anything or benefited from anything in this episode, it would really help me out if you would rate and subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. Until next time, may your podcasts prosper and your strategies succeed. Yes, that was AI. See you again soon on another episode of Imperfect Marketing.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit KendraCorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.